We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
As we start to talk about, you know, game one, game two here, I just think Donovan was the tone setter. You and I talked on Friday about it, whether they need to have a statement game. I don't know it ended up being that. I mean, I think the statement from the Cavs was, whatever you do, we'll do, but we're not going to play outside ourselves. Like, I think that's how they met the physicality. They didn't go over the physicality, but they met that tone, and I think that tone starts with Donovan and how he played.
Oh, it no question starts with Donovan Mitchell. And God, knock on wood, pray he stays healthy throughout these playoff games, because I think they're going to get to Boston. I think they're going to beat Orlando in probably about five games. So I think they may end up dropping one down there. But they're going to need this dude, man. If they think that they have any chance to be in the title race this year, Donovan Mitchell is going to have to play at an MVP caliber or MVP level, I should say. I can't speak for some reason.
Well, if only that was your occupation.
I talk for a living.
God, she's the new assassin.
Yeah, she is. She's well, okay. I feel like we've got three assassins on the show. We've got Kayla, we've got Mac, who has assassinated us a lot recently, and we've got Keith. I mean,
Keith.
I mean, there's landmines all around us. Now, that being said, I think it's really interesting to see if Donovan can keep this up, and I think last year we took for granted that Donovan was going to be able to do that in the playoffs. I think this year, if Donovan can do what he did in game one, it's not even about the 30 points. When they needed a bucket, Donovan had it. That, to me, is the kind of thing that I think – I don't know what raises the ceiling for the Cavs, but you know what I do think it does? I think it helps secure the current ceiling they have. Inevitably, I think Evan's the guy – that determines whether you can push Boston or not. You know, Evan and Darius are the guys that kind of push that or decide that. But Donovan's the guy that keeps you rooted in this series. And, like, you know, he's the guy that tonight, if they – let's say they all of a sudden they maybe go back to some of their bad ways, I think he showed you he's healthy enough to set that tone and to get back to who he was and keep being the guy he was in game one. 216-474-0092. If Donovan keeps this up, what he did in game one, does it change your ceiling for the Cavaliers? I've said he's the current ceiling. Like, him being a 25 to 30 point night a guy determines who they are now. But I think it's the other guys that maybe determine what more you can be. But that's not me trying to take him for granted. That's just me saying, like, he's a playoff player. He showed that he can score, he can hoop in the playoffs. In that game, we didn't see that hardly at any point last year in the playoffs because he was so worn down. So, like, he might not be the guy that sets the ceiling to me. Maybe the better way is he sets the floor.
He sets the tone. I mean, this guy, if he plays like that, I think he makes everyone around him confident, mm-hmm. which is sort of like what LeBron did when he was playing with guys who weren't on his level. But when guys play with really, really elite-level players, they step their game up. But I think you've certainly seen that with Donovan Mitchell when he's at his best.
Well, and I think the unknown with Donovan is, you mentioned it a little bit, can he stay healthy? And I just think – and what I mean, can he stay healthy? I am concerned about the thing that held him back in the second half. It's more to me, it's about can he just not wear down? If you look back to that series last year, he really wore down. And a lot of that was what the Knicks were throwing at him. And I think also it is, the Cavs played him for a career high at minutes. Like, I think last year, previous to last year's career high was maybe 33, 34 minutes. Last year he played 36 minutes per game. And I know it sounds, 2 minutes a game. Guys, it's a lot. He is a small guard. And especially, you know, you want to protect small guards' legs. That's the thing that that bugged him in the second half of the season this year. So I just continue to go back to this idea of, you know, the thing I'm watching is, all right, we saw it in game one. Can we see it in game two? And again, the scoring I trust. It's the explosiveness with Donovan. That's the kind of thing that can not only lock you in this series, but maybe even lock in your floor against a team like Boston, where a guy like that can keep you competitive. It might be the other guys that got to help you win it, but he can help you with just the performance. 30 points last night, 30 points Saturday, 11 of 21 shooting. That's the kind of game that can keep you in against a team like Boston, who just is overly reliant on the three-point shot.
Yeah, Nick, it doesn't have to be 35 points a game, but I mean, if he gets you 25, that's certainly enough, I think.
All right, let's go with Larry. Larry, welcome to the show, buddy. What you got for us?
Hey, how's it going, Nick Dustin? How you guys doing, man? Great
good,
show.
Larry, how are you? Thanks, man.
You know, something you meant about non-separate. I think it's going to happen. The other team's going to take him away from us. Even this series, if they're smart, they would do that. Even the series made by Boston, too, that make the other guy step up. I think the key of the series, you guys, the run, I think it's basically Evan and Darius. If Darius, I'm going to give Darius a little bit of credit to you guys on his defense. He was kind of pesky last time he went against Orlando. He did really well. And the thing of this team, I think, is basically comes down to defense with us.
So the only thing I'd say, and Larry, we appreciate you, buddy, 216-474-0092 if you want to join us like Larry just did. If Donovan keeps this up, does it change your floor or your ceiling for the Cavaliers? I don't think – if you need Evan and Darius to be Evan and Darius to beat this Orlando team, you might be in trouble. Orlando is not a good team. They're not a good offensive team. And unfortunately, like the Cavs last year played really good defense in the first round series. It's just they couldn't buy a bucket. The offense is what Donovan and Darius and Evan, all this and Jarrett, disappearing, and then you add to the rebounding woes and all that. Those guys not scoring enough, which they should have. They have enough firepower to score against a team like the Knicks, but they just couldn't score enough, and they couldn't keep scoring. They couldn't stand a roll offensively. So this is not a game where, it's not as simple as offense or great defenses cancel each other out. You've got a great defense, and they've got a bad offense. Not a offense, not a middle of the road, not an inconsistent offense, which is what I think the Cavs is. No, they've got Paolo Banchero and a bunch of dudes, and they don't have somebody to set the table for all their other pieces. So I don't think Evan Mobley was great in game one. 16 points, 11 boards, 3 blocks. The 2 3-pointers he hit early were so crucial to that win. But, that was a nice game from Evan. All right? That was a really nice game. When we say, oh, you need Evan to help win you games, we're talking like a 22, 23, 24-point game from Evan. That's what we're talking about with Evan. I think that's the difference. I don't think we've seen that Evan consistently. That's not all his fault, by the way. I think some of that is playing with two ball dominant guards and all that. But dude, I'm serious, man. Donovan playing like he did on Saturday should be enough. With I'm not saying everybody else can play like crap, but if everybody else gives you effectively what they gave you in game one,
yeah.
If Donovan can give you that too, there's no reason you can't go ahead and make quick work of Orlando.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
And again, I think, Nick, they have to make quick work of the Magic, because the longer this series goes, the more stress you put on Donovan Mitchell. And when you get to the Boston series, you are going to have this team be healthy. Donovan Mitchell is going to have to get through the series and be healthy. And again, if you can do that, you are going to have a chance against the Boston Celtics. But not to get ahead of ourselves, we still got to finish the series here against Orlando.
And we are going to have JB Bickerstaff's pregame coming up at some point in the show here. Can I ask one more thing about this?
Because
I do
want to get
to
whatever you want, Nick.
You know what? Thank you. Thank you, Dustin. I want to get to the Darius part of this as well. So we'll probably hear JB pregame at about 6 today. But like to get to the Darius thing here, here's the other reason why I think it's important. This has nothing to do with game flow and crap like this. I still think to some degree, you know, Lima has been on this one-man dirge to try and get every – or sorry, this one-week requiem. I'll get to it, damn it. This one-week wrecking crew of Cavs fans aren't excited enough. I think part – it's not a lack of excitement. It's uncertainty. I think Cavs fans are uncertain of who they can trust, quite literally now on the court and long term. And I think Donovan, being the reason you win this series comfortably, would go a long way for Cavs fans who are holdouts, who don't feel maybe yet like Donovan is a Cavalier. I think all the regular season stuff is great, but, man, I'm telling you, if Donovan can score 30 points a game in this series and you win this comfortably in a five-game set, then Donovan's the reason that you're winning – I think this would go a long way for Donovan to having a few more fans in town and maybe a little bit more trust, even though we know whatever's going to happen in June is going to happen in June.
You think there are fans in town that have not bought into Mitchell?
Yeah. Well, it's not like they don't like him. He's not one of us yet. You know, like, and listen.
Well, how does he become one of us? I mean.
Win a playoff series?
Okay.
Like, oh, well, no, I don't think it's just that. Like, I think the bar is higher. If, like, Darius and Evan, you drafted them. It's different when you draft a guy that can be a superstar versus you trade for a superstar. When you trade for a superstar, there are real God's honest expectations. And I think, unfortunately, with Donovan, because he wore down, and honestly, he was the face of the team that got beat up and thrown out of the playoffs last year, I think you add that to the contract thing, and yeah, I think he is swimming uphill a little bit. I think he has to – LeBron never had this fight because LeBron was from here. LeBron was drafted here. Even though he left and came back, he was still from here. Like, all those fans who were bitter about him leaving, that's because we thought he was ours. I think.
So how did they feel about Kyrie when he was here?
Well,
did we love him because we drafted him?
Yes. Okay. Yeah. And I think, like, not a lot of parallels of a Cleveland team trading for a superstar and then – that guy, like, we're just not used to that. So we're a little suspicious. It's the same thing as to when you find out your new neighbors are from Denver instead of finding out your new neighbors are from Lyndhurst. Like, there is a little bit of you got to prove yourself. And listen.
How'd you find out?
What? Oh, I ran
a scent in the air?
Yeah. From people from Denver?
Yeah. Smoke a little.
Oh, a weed
smoke a
joke.
Little reefer?
A little ganj joke. Now I got it. It was a ganja joke, everybody. I'm a little slow.
Littering in.
You know, these snozzberries taste like snozzberries.
Snozzberries.
No, they're.
The snozzberries or schnozzberries?
They're snozzberries.
I think they're schnozzberries.
I think we're going to have to go to the tape here.
We will have to roll the tape
back. I don't
think
they're schnozzberries.
What are they?
Schnozzberries would go up your nose. Snozzberries are from Willy Wonka.
Okay.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.